Imagine catching up on Carrie and Tommy in a hot air balloon over Alice Springs. That's one thing you could do on holidays in the NT. Book your NT experience now at Qantas.com.
Oh, welcome Australia to my favourite day of the week. Welcome to Hump Day, Carrie Bickmore.
I've missed Hump Day. I've missed you.
Hello, Tommy Little.
Hello, Buzzle. Hello, Bickmore. Are you guys ready for radio history to be made? Because
well, you often say that and it's the biggest letdown ever. So,
well, I mean, strap yourself in for another one because I have something on the loose in my house and for once I thought I'll record it for the show because so often afterwards these things happen, I go, I wish I'd recorded it for the show.
You mean but like an animal or something?
Something. You'll be able to hear what it is next. Because I recorded it live and it's some of the most, you know, when you watch nature documentaries and you're like, how did they get the shot? They must have been waiting for years. It must have been a man lying in a ditch covered in camouflage.
Under a
waiting
cave.
For that. Yeah, waiting for that one shot of that moose humping that other moose, and that's incredible. Well,
no, it's more the insect ones humping that I find extraordinary because it's so small.
That's hurtful to the insect. I mean, it's comparatively small. It's not, you know, anyway.
No, I mean, that for them to be able to find those two insects doing that at that time in amongst all wavy grass blows my mind.
Yeah, it's good eyesight for a guy going, oh, God, there's two flies bonking over in the distance there. Quick, get the lens out.
Especially David Attenborough. He's getting old, you know.
I know. I've got the audio equivalent of that shot for you. That's next. Amazing.
I'm excited about that. I'm also excited that we are giving away a guaranteed trip to the Northern Territory. That is on the way as well with Croc or Not. It's a big show. Stick around with Carrie and Tommy right across the country.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You've got a proposition for Tommy later in the show.
Yes. I'm not going to proposition you. I've got a proposition for you.
Well, after the pictures you showed me yesterday, this could be anything of any sort. Hey, I promised... I promised some nature, wildlife, magnificence just before the song, and I've got it for you. But I need to paint the picture for people who aren't familiar with my house. I live with two housemates, and they are the opposite of each other. One is the loudest, most out there person you ever meet, and the other one is very
Luke McGregor.
Yes, very, very, yes. And there's been a bit of tension in the house at the moment because Luke reckons we're being too loud. Right, we've had a couple of big weeks of partying, and we often get to the end of the night
that's
and say
annoying in
people
a house.
Come back to the house. Well, not when you don't do anything. He doesn't do anything, so I don't know why he doesn't just join us for a drink. They're all for people he's friends with. Anyway, that's what you need to know. That there's
a bit
currently
of an issue going on there. Ooh.
No, but there's currently. Well, all he has to do is sleep. Anyway,
yeah, but maybe that's what he wants to do. And
yeah, but he's got all the next day to do
not.
It. Sometimes he's like, oh, God, you guys.
He doesn't have
me
all the next day. He writes. He does Rose Haven. He does his comedy stuff.
So there's tension, right?
Yeah.
And last night we were sitting there and Johnny and I had a real healthy night. I cooked dinner. We were in-house. I had just steaks and veg.
Yeah.
And we watched an episode of Game of Thrones and then we were just about to go to bed at the very reasonable time of 10 o'clock before Luke was even home. And we thought, Luke is going to be so wrapped by this. And then just as we went to leave to go to bed, we heard a noise. Now, before I played the noise, this was right outside Luke's room somewhere. And we just started laughing because I'm like, I can't believe just when we've started to be quiet, this random animal has kicked up and started making a noise. And I tried to find it. We couldn't find it. But then I thought, I'll record it for the radio show.
Yeah.
And that's when Johnny...
Always working. That's why I love you.
Thank you. And that's when Johnny decided to use some comedic brilliance and see if you can see what he did to try and interrupt the recording of said wildlife outside of Luke McGregor's door.
I'll hold still.
Fares well in a quiet room.
So it's in the house. But wait for the interruption.
It's a cricket?
I think
Did
you
I
might
just
have...
talk over the bit that you were meant to listen to? What did he do? I missed
I've got it here. Should I? Yeah. I'll play the bit that happened at that moment.
Fart.
Yeah. But we're mature. At least it didn't make us laugh. At least it didn't make us laugh for too long.
Oh.
Still going.
Okay.
I've never said anything ever in our whole 3 years of working together where you've ever laughed for that long.
I thought I knew all the tricks to getting someone to listen to a fart. Like, you know, when you go, oh, can you hear that? Or, oh, is this carpet making a weird noise? Or, oh, is this tile loose? I thought I knew all the tricks for making someone listen to a fart, and it just made me laugh for about an hour. But
so
I don't want to focus
on that.
So
what's the animal?
Well, we think it's a cricket. And we couldn't find it because whenever you step near it, whenever you step near it, it stops making noise, right? Like crickets always do.
I mean, also, it sounds like a cricket.
if you listen again, listen to it again.
I'll hold still.
Fares well in a quiet room.
It's a cricket, mate. Hang on.
Do you need more?
I want to hear what's coming. You want to talk over this bit?
No, because I think it's... it's one of those birds that whistles, goes...
Okay. Well, you're really going to ruin my phone topic. Do you want to know what my phone topic is?
What?
How do you catch a cricket? but if you insist that it's a bird, it's going to make these calls.
Okay, hold on. I have a few more questions before we go to your phone topic. Yeah. So did it make that noise all night, or did it stop when Luke came home?
No, it made that noise all night.
Did he lose his mind?
Yeah, because whenever we go near it, it stops making noise, like how crickets do. And so I wonder how anybody ever finds them, because as soon as you get within metres of them, they stop. Yeah, but then when you walk away, they start making noise again.
So and did he have to sleep the near the noise?
Thing. Yeah, it's outside his room. So, 13 1060.
Yeah.
How do you catch a cricket? Or if you think it's a bird, I'm more than welcome to hear calls as well. But there's got to be a way of luring them, or else we're just stuck with this thing.
How annoying.
Yeah,
stuck with this cricket. It's like a mosquito buzzing near your head.
Oh, now it's a mosquito. Great.
13 1060. How do you get rid of crickets or birds? We'll take calls on either.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right now we are talking, there's going to be wildlife up in the NT. There's also wildlife in my house, and I recorded it last night, and the jury is still out. I think, well, everybody in the tent thinks it's a cricket. Bickmore thinks it might be a bird. Have a listen here.
Hold still.
Fares well in a quiet room.
Yeah, and then now it's making me wondering, is it my housemate that farted interrupted, or was it the bird that farted interrupted?
We missed it again.
There you go. I mean, Attenborough would miss it.
Oh, second time.
I wanted to know on 13 1060, how do you get rid of a cricket? Because as soon as you walk anywhere near them, they stop making their noise, and so then you can't find them.
Yeah,
cicadas and stuff, all those things are the same. And you go, because you can hear them outside, and then you walk
and
anywhere
you go,
near
you go,
them, they just go, yeah, and they just stop. Either that or I'm stepping on them every single time, nailing it. Oh, okay. Let's go to Ellie from Wagga. Hey, Ellie, how do you catch a cricket?
Oh, Tommy, I think you just, like, release about 10 lizards in your house.
Do lizards eat crickets?
Oh.
Yeah.
I bet you this is going to be like the cane toad, and then I'm just going to have my house overrun by lizards. And next week we're going to do how do you get rid of lizards? And Carrie will be like, oh, there could be snakes.
Luke McGregor waking up with 10 lizards around your house.
Oh, no. Ellie, do they have to be any specific type of lizard?
I think most lizards eat cricket, but I think probably like frill necks and blue tongues and...
I grew up in Perth, up in the hills, and we'd step out our back door, and it was so hot in summer, and we had this concrete backyard. There would be at least 100 blue tongue lizards all laying out, and to get to the clothesline, you'd have to hop between them all, hoping that none of them came up and nibbled on your toe. It was like something out of a horror movie.
This is why you don't know what a cricket sounds like. Because you had all those lizards. Good on you, Ellie. That's great stuff. Let's go to Tim from the Goldie. Tim, how do I get rid of, or how do I catch a cricket?
Well, first thing, you don't want to kill them because it's bad luck.
Okay. What do you get? How many years?
I don't know. I know it's bad. It's bad as a black cat.
Oh.
Anyway, But the best thing to do is go to Bunnings or your supermarket and you buy a little thing you plug into your PowerPoint and it sends out an electromagnetic pulse. It's not harmful to pets, but insects and other animals like that hate them and they leave and they stop making the noise.
They die or they leave?
They leave. They don't like it. They try to get away from that pulse. And one device should do your whole house. They're amazing. We've had them before. They work perfectly.
Send them all in the direction of Luke McGregor's room.
Well, I bet you he's got the hearing that he'd be able to hear it too. He'd be like, oh, buddy, what's that noise? Oh, it's driving me to the door. Let's go to Sharon. Sharon, how do I get rid of a cricket?
Oh, it's easy. You just wait till he dies. They only live for about 18 years.
Is that how long they live?
No, look, in all seriousness, just set fire to half the house, and when he runs across, catch him in a jam jar.
That's all right. It's Luke's half at the moment. That's we're getting pretty close anyway. thanks, Sharon.
That was not what I was expecting. Not the set fire to the house. Great, that's how you kill them. No, but then you catch them in the jam jar while one half of the house is burning.
As they flee towards the non-burning side. Andrew from Port Macquarie finishes off. How do I catch that cricket?
You got to get the natural enemy of the little fellas, which is obviously the cricket bat.
You've been waiting a while and you hit it out of the middle. Great stuff, Andrew.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, Bickers, as people know, I'm taking a bunch of listeners to the NT next week. All thanks to Qantas. We're going to have absolute week of a lifetime, a trip of a lifetime.
I'm so jealous because I was going to come with you, but because I just had baby Addy, I thought it was all a bit much to be away. Yes. But now that I know what you're doing up there, I've never been more jealous of a trip ever.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible. But what people might not know is our dearest Christian Hull is joining us as well. Christian,
woo!
Welcome.
I'm so excited. No idea what's going to happen, but I'm so ready for this trip.
Now, when was the last time you were in the Northern Territory?
Never, ever.
How much do you love going how much do you love going outdoors?
0%. I hate the outdoors. But...
And how do you go with the heat?
Well, I'm a portly gentleman, so not very well.
We're going to have the best
time. It's going to be so fun.
So do you know anything about this trip? Have you been told what you're going? You just told
no.
You're
they
going
said,
on a
"Do
trip?
You want to go on a holiday with Tommy?" And I was like,
a
"I am
holiday.
In."
Hell yeah! Well, Carrie started calling it our girls' trip.
Yes.
So it's me, you, a bunch of listeners. The winners we've had so far have just been awesome, super fun. We've got another chance coming up next. If you want to get involved, croc or not. do you know anything that we're doing?
I know nothing, but I'm okay. Should I be concerned? I just assumed we're going to do like a beautiful hike and see like nature. That's
well, you're doing the, but we are doing the Uluru at night, aren't you?
We're doing dinner at Uluru at night. We're also riding on camels.
Okay. Right.
Oh, why not as
well?
Excited?
No, I have a large phobia of horses, and a camel is quite larger.
It's just a horse that spits.
No, it's not actually. I've been on a camel, and getting up when they go up and down, it can be quite scary actually because they're a bit like because of their humps and
they
stuff.
They smell too, probably.
Yeah.
Jumping crocodile cruise. How do you feel about that?
Well, we'll be in the safety of a well protected boat. I'm hoping. Yep.
But apparently, if you put even the slightest finger out of the water, they can jump up and take
I'll
your
just
arm
sit
right
in the middle.
Off.
Will
you? But isn't he doing like an open cage thing?
Yeah.
You are.
You're swimming in a cage
with crocodiles.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that actually
That's
true
point.
Though?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you not know?
I don't like this.
What do you mean?
I'm about to cry. That is nuts. That's not possible.
So we have two things.
He'll be in the boat, like, encouraging
no.
you.
No.
We have two things organised
no.
for you.
Yep.
We have a crocodile cage swim, which unfortunately I'm not doing because there's only space for one in the cage. But we also
there was, like, OH&S issues and stuff, like insurance issues with Tommy. Not with you, but with
my
Tommy.
Name's in the show.
Because you're on TV, you've got to protect the face, do you?
Yes, exactly. also, we are – how are you with heights?
I think I just said it all.
Fine. As long as it's not as long as it's on a solid structure, I'm fine.
Okay. Well, we're going for a helicopter ride.
That's not a solid structure.
There's not a solid structure at all.
Attached to
but
the
there was one additional extra that I thought we needed to do. They said, you guys can do this. And I said, look, me by myself, I wouldn't want to. But Christian, I know he's a thrill seeker. So Christian,
God,
we are going skydiving out of the helicopter.
No, no, absolutely not.
We already out.
Well, you can't back
in,
out now, mate. It's already locked
I
in.
Just won't come. We're absolutely not. That is one rule I've set for myself for the rest of my life.
No skydiving
ever.
No, ever.
No skydiving ever. Or bungee
that's
jumping.
The most specific
well, then you can't come
rule
on the trip.
I'm not coming. Great. Oh, no, I miss out on getting in a cage with crocodiles. Boo-hoo. I'm so disappointed.
Okay. What if I told you?
I'm absolutely.
Let's
what if
telling
I joke?
The truth. You're what not if I told the
God,
cage croc.
We're not.
What if I told you the crocodile cage was actually just a great crocodile cruise, and then we're doing a luxury dinner on the waterfront?
Oh, that sounds romantic. I'm and very what, much for that. Yep.
And
that
what if I told you that instead of doing the skydive, we're simply doing a scenic helicopter ride that should also be really beautiful?
Okay. Well, what you've done is really made me feel so much more at ease about everything now. So, okay,
so you're back so in the trip's
girls
on.
Trips girls back trip on.
Oh, girls trip on.
We will have our next winner for Croc or Not to join us in the NT next week. It's going to be amazing.
Mate. I'm so relieved.
I can see the patches under your arms.
More of that in the NT.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. The very expensive bits today. It's been bejazzled. $1 billion worth of bits. Powerball jackpot's
jeez
gone off over in Wisconsin. A 24-year-old guy who had
because
less than a grand to his name.
That's
expensive
who won $1 billion. Bejazzling. Sorry.
Isn't it? It's spectacular, though. So Manuel Franco said he was sorting through $10 worth of Quick Pick tickets that he'd bought, right? He bought them in the March 27 draw. He thought he'd cross-checked all the numbers on his tickets. And then he went back and thought, no, I'm sure I got another one. And he found one ticket stuck to another ticket. And then he checked that ticket's numbers. And it was the winning ticket. And he won $1 billion. Yeah, and he opted to take it as a lump sum payment. He went to work the next day and then he's like, nah, not into this, and he quit second day.
Yeah. If you got $1 billion, what's the first thing you're doing?
Not going to work. That was a strange choice. They do say keep normal for the first little bit, though, don't they, so that you don't go cray-cray.
Oh, and then what happens? Then you can go cray-cray?
I think that's what happens to my
what would you do, Tommy?
Win the lotto.
I would buy a drone big enough that I wouldn't have to drive anywhere. And I'd get someone to make a harness thing so I could, and I'd get
fly
them to drone
everywhere
me around. Yeah. So I just, you'd know if I land at the granny flat in a drone and you'd say, hey, did you just win the lottery? And I go, no,
no.
I'm lying for my teeth.
How's this? A woman that would like to have won the lottery to pay for this Uber fare. She went out with some friends, boozy day out with friends in London, and she ordered an Uber to take her home, and she had her home address set as her old home address.
Oh, no.
She jumped in the car, fell asleep, woke up an hour into the trip thinking, why are we still driving?
Oh, no.
She'd driven 96 Ks north of where she needed to go, and she made the driver do a U-turn and take her all the way back another 120 Ks to her new address. $600 later, thank you very much. Very expensive Uber trip.
Do you know what, how that wouldn't happen?
What?
If you had someone controlling a drone that flew you everywhere that you wanted to go.
Imagine you flying a drone after a big day out. You just
No, that's why I get someone else to do it.
You being the person
oh, yeah, it'd be so fun. Yeah, it'd be
you'd
so fun.
You'd just be spewing over the top of all the houses.
People would be like, oh, I think it's raining. The rains are coming.
Oh, gross. Mm. Final story. This will delight you. So a man in Thailand called Lom Fonten Lom Fontan.
This has delighted me. give us the name.
Lom Fontan.
Okay.
He set up a hidden camera because he was
Lom
thinking Fonten that his pet, yes, Archie, not
pet
sure.
Archie. Hey, Lom Fonten, what's your pet's name? Archie?
He reckons he was getting up to no good at night. He thought, what's my cat getting up to? So he put a hidden camera in his bedroom and he went to bed and he woke up in the morning and he discovered that each night little Archie would crawl up on top of Lom Fonten Lom Fontan's face.
Oh, no.
Right? He'd crawl onto his chest. He'd paw at his face to make sure he was asleep and then he'd climb up and he'd sleep on top of Lom Fonten's face.
I can't make a joke without using the word pussy, and I don't think it's going to be appropriate.
What?
Nothing.
About Lom Fonten's pussy?
Yeah.
All right, I think that's enough.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
All right. I know comedy festival's just finished for you. I know what that means.
Still touring all around the country. Wollongong coming to you tonight. I'm going to see Sydney in a week, Perth the week after that. So tickets available. TommyLittle.com.au.
Maybe this doesn't matter then, but I felt like you no longer have a purpose.
Oh, damn.
But you do have a purpose. You've got a great purpose in Wollongong and a great purpose in Perth.
Gold Coast as well. I missed that. Sorry, going back to Brisbane as well, extra shows there.
No, but I know what happens, right? So you trained for your marathon last year, right? And all year we talked about your marathon. You trained for it. You absolutely kicked ass. You came out of what?
12th.
Out of?
4,000, let's say.
Out of 50, was it?
60.
60. Oh, geez,
that was very close.
Very close.
Actually.
In Antarctica, right? Incredible effort, right? Thank you. And then what happens is you go into comedy season, you drink a lot, you party, and you lose your focus.
Yes.
And I know that you need a focus, as you talk about in your comedy show, otherwise you fall back on your vices.
Yes. And so I've said we should do the Rottnest Island swim together, and you will agree. February 23rd, next year,
20K. I haven't quite agreed.
The sharkiest swim in the world.
Yes. It's a long 23Ks, is it?
20K.
Open water.
Yeah.
You can't swim.
No.
I'm not great at swimming.
Yeah.
And I don't like sharks.
What a come from behind underdog triumphant story.
So?
Two fully grown uncos scared of sharks winning the Rottnest Island swim.
I felt like that was just a little bit too much of a challenge.
Okay. Interesting.
And on the weekend, I was in Hobart.
Yes.
And we went for a drive up to the top of the pinnacle of Hobart.
Yes.
Which is, let me just check my notes.
The pinnacle, is that right?
It's called the pinnacle. I'm just going to find out. Should have done this before. It's 1,270 metres in elevation.
Not enough to get any type of sickness?
Altitude sickness? Mm. No. Okay. I don't think so. I didn't feel sick up there. But driving up there, the car really struggled up there. I got to the top and Chris said to me, hey, that's what, and our trainer, we train in this training group, they did it last year. He said, oh, that's what Tom did the point to pinnacle here. And I said, what? That point to pinnacle thing was this. And he said, yes, 21 Ks up this mountain, the world's toughest half marathon.
Mate, that's and I went,
oh, my God. That's what we're going to do next. We are going to do the world's toughest half marathon. 21 Ks running right up that hill, 1,200 metres into the air.
That's so – do you know how running uphill – remember Runyon Canyon in LA?
Yes, I do.
People can't even do that.
No, I mean, I will point out that the trainer who trained for it for 6 months couldn't manage to run the whole way up.
Yeah.
But he did manage to walk it all the way up. And I thought, what a better team building thing for us to do.
It's pretty bad if you can't walk it all the way up.
No, he did walk it all the way up.
Yeah,
it's very hard. It's 21 Ks up a hill.
Yeah, but just walking.
Okay, so I'm going to walk it.
Oh, what?
And you're going to run it.
That sucks.
You run it. I'm going to walk it. We're going to do it for my foundation and we're going to get someone to sponsor you, someone to sponsor me, $1,000 for every K we make.
So well, we're going to make the whole way. If you walk and don't make it.
You might not run the whole way.
No, running's nearly impossible the whole way.
No, but well, that's me the hard for my charity, mate.
You've given me the hard
one. Yeah, because I know you need a focus. We'll do it together. A team can be involved. Sonda, you're on board?
Wouldn't have thought so.
No, Buzzy, you on board?
I'm happy to drive in the car and give water to you guys when you need it. So I'm happy to do that.
You don't want me there. I poo when
I run. Caitlin, is anyone going to do it with us?
Yep.
Was that Belle? That was definitely Belle.
With enthusiasm.
Yeah, I'll do it.
And there's Caitlin.
Oh, Caitlin. Oh, mate. Come on, Sonda. Come on. Team.
Can I walk?
Yes, you can walk.
Oh, but I won't poo myself. I'll come.
It is the world's toughest half marathon.
Can we get
it's
people
very
donating?
Hard. I'm out. Or they donate for every K she doesn't poo herself.
Oh, no, because we need to make some money.
So. Okay, so I'm going to get a whole lot of my friends and family together. This is in November. We're going to do this together. We're going to make it to the pinnacle and we're going to try and raise $200,000 for my foundation. That's my goal. Have I gone a bit hard? Is that too much?
It's a lot of money.
I just think you've given me the hard one.
Yes,
and
I have.
You're doing something that
it's going to be hard. I got told it's really hard to still walk up the 21 Ks uphill.
How do you get back down?
Do you have to
walk another
20
rolls?
You die at the top and hope your corpse eventually makes it.
You in?
I'm not out at the moment.
Are you in?
I'm not out.
What an anti-climax. I've been looking forward to telling you that all weekend.
I'm not out.
I know, but that's not in. Come on, what do you need to be in? Hamish is going to do it. You're making the project on a Sunday night.
Oh, he's a good runner.
Yeah, he is. There's a bit of competition.
I was just about to say you need to get someone else to run it.
Well, there you go.
But not
Hamish is going to
do
it.
Than me.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
What is this?
We need the violin music.
I don't know if it's that or some kind of fury. You know the fire filter on Instagram, how that heavy rock plays?
Oh, yes.
I feel more like that than I do sorry for myself.
I just feel sad.
Okay. Sorry, Buzz.
I don't have that sound effect, sorry.
Yeah, just do it with your mouth.
I don't know what you're talking about, to be honest.
Okay, good.
Buzz
is still on lunch.
Yeah, maybe this is why we're not invited to things like this. Sonda, our team leader.
Yes.
You just mentioned casually before that everyone went bowling together.
Team bowling, so much fun.
Yeah.
Had a great time.
Okay. Yeah. Who was invited?
Everyone.
Everyone in the Carrie and Tommy team.
Everyone.
Except for Carrie and Tommy.
Except for Carrie and Tommy, that's right.
How have we only found out? Why didn't you invite us?
Because... we just didn't. You just weren't. We thought you wouldn't want to come because bowling's not as cool as you guys.
We were meant to have a big dinner at my house and go see Tommy's show.
Right.
And all of us, our team, and you got sick, so we cancelled the entire dinner
Never
and didn't have it without you.
Never asked you to cancel.
But I just bought a bowling shirt.
Why? Okay.
Because I want to go bowling.
But you don't have to buy a bowling shirt. It's a bit late for that music now. We haven't heard from that.
That's sad. He bought a bowling shirt.
You know me enough to know that I will buy all the accompanying
equipment
things,
and not do it.
But not do it, yeah.
But I go bowling. I mean, I don't go bowling.
You don't go bowling. That is such
I've gone bowling, but I've never gone bowling with a particular shirt.
Yeah, that's because you're not as fun as I am.
And they give you the shoes.
Yeah, they do.
You didn't buy the shoes, did you?
No, they give you them.
Do you know another piece of this puzzle?
What?
Christian,
you were invited, weren't you?
No. Oh. Christian, who's on his way out of this company.
Invited.
He's handed in his resignation.
When did you do this?
He was invited. I saw an Instagram story and I messaged him. And I'm like, how have you gotten an invite to this bowling and I haven't? And he just wrote back, ha ha.
I think it was last week when you guys were on holidays. Does that make it better?
No. I was still around.
Can I say something?
I mean, I wasn't.
Yes,
I was on
Buzz?
Holidays.
I was on holidays last week too and I got an invite.
Oh, you are overseas.
In a different country, and I still got an invite.
You're not helping, Buzz.
I know.
Why didn't we get invited? Like, genuinely, like, drop the whole radio thing. Why didn't we get invited?
Because it was for the product team.
Okay, that's boring. We actually
are. Oh, God, play a song.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
A bit of help today as well from David,
the smartest man in showbiz.
Yeah, absolutely. Ducks of my Christian Brothers College back in 1988, guys. Photo's
on
the wall.
You got a cold. Does that mean you're feeling dumb or smart today?
It means I'm feeling sexy, yeah. Sexy voice.
Are you pep?
I don't know if it works the same for a girl, like for a guy.
Well,
kind of crackly voice.
I'm getting some love on Instagram, I can tell you.
It's working for me, Hughes.
Yeah, thank you. And yeah, it was someone they heart my voice. So I just thought about following the Instagram page and I thought, no, that's creepy.
I bet that means you followed it for a bit, then saw some photos, then unfollowed it. I know your style.
That's not how
should we kick
Let's
off?
Let's get into this. Yeah. All right. Question number one.
Is it a word you can't say?
It's just a name that I don't know how to pronounce.
I'll just go.
Thenmozi Rajaratnam assassinated which member of the Gandhi family?
Indira.
Wow. I thought Gandhi was one person.
Oh, it's two. Mahatma and Indira.
Oh.
So which family?
Well, Mahatma, he got assassinated. He was Gandhi from the movie.
Yeah.
And Indira was a relation who was the Prime Minister of India at that
point. Indira, we're
looking
at Indira.
The quiz is real different when Hughes is here.
Leans back, sips some kombucha. Here's question.
I always get Gandhi and Kamal confused.
No, Kamal is still with us, is he? Or is he?
Yeah. Let's go to question number two.
Still with us. May not be.
He is.
2010, Jason Taumalolo started his NRL career with which club?
Buzz,
I know this one.
Is it you, Buzz?
I'll let you guys have a guess, though, if you want.
No, just go.
North Queensland Cowboys.
I would have had a crack, but yeah.
Oh, we've got to get through this quickly. We don't have a day.
Yeah, sure.
All right. What is the most populated city of Indonesia?
Jakarta. Ooh, Java?
It would be Jakarta. Wouldn't it have to be Jakarta?
Jakarta capital?
You'd think so, wouldn't
it? It's just over there.
Are you part of it? You are, Buzz. I thought you were the quiz master, but no, you're...
No, I'll have a go.
Yeah.
Sorry, is am I allowed
it's
to?
Often easier when
job
you can see the answers.
Busy too.
What is?
It might be Job Jakarta.
Not Bali? No. That's part of Indonesia, isn't it?
It's got 4.2 million people there.
Yeah, let's go Jakarta.
Like it.
The TV series Knots Landing was a spin-off of which TV series?
I know that.
Knots Landing.
Is it Morecambe Mindy or something?
No, what
is
it? It's Dallas.
I don't know either of those series.
Or was it Dynasty?
It's a spin-off of a
so
series.
So the Dallas or Dynasty?
What are you going to lock in?
Oh, God, I'm going to lock in Dallas. Just
go with it, Hughes. Your first one's Dallas. Been great so far.
Karen, Tommy, your mic's working?
All right, mate, we're just giving our guests
that's an old. These guys, they're too young, mate. That's my vintage.
All right, question number 5. Larry Adler is best known for playing which musical instrument?
Larry Adler.
Oh, the Adler. The Adler Sadler. Loved his work on the piano. Oh, no, guitarist, I reckon. No, we'd know him if he was a guitarist.
Sounds like Larry Adler.
Let's say he's a drummer.
What's that thing that...
We don't know
that?
Him. I reckon it's going to be a horn.
I reckon he's a drummer.
Well, I'd already drummer. Said that, but we're going to go with drummer.
All right, Carrie, we'll lock in your
I'm
going
to go with some kind of horn.
All right, let's go through them. Question number 1. Gandhi family, what did you say, Husey?
Indira Gandhi. It could have been Mahatma.
No, it was Rajiv.
How many Gandhis were assassinated?
Yeah, it is fooled for so long. No, I was sitting here thinking,
I've never heard of Rajiv. So even though he lived, let alone died.
Question number 2, Jason Taumalolo started with the North Queensland Cowboys.
Yes, well done, Buzz.
Indonesia. Yeah, Jakarta.
Woo.
Yeah, we're all going to say that, mate. So just, yeah.
Well, someone suggested Java.
All right, yeah.
Which one did you end up locking in? Dynasty or
I
Dallas?
Dallas.
And you were correct.
Whoa!
Work, Hughes.
All right. For that. Larry Adler, we had a few suggestions. We had drums, we had guitar, we had a horn instrument from Tommy.
Yeah.
We're all wrong. Larry Adler, I can't believe we didn't know this. Famous harmonica player. One of the greats.
He's the only harmonica player I've ever heard of. I can't think of any others.
Billy Ray Cyrus played a harmonica.
I love it when they put that thing around their head, you know, and then they suck on the drums and suck back on it. Like Bruce Springsteen does it occasionally, I think.
You suck and blow on it, don't you?
You probably blow.
I think you probably blow.
Yeah, it's more a blow than a suck.
Like a cycle breath.
Yeah.
Is it a cycle breath? Wow.
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, that's how we do the world's greatest radio segment.
Perfect. You're all caught up on Carrie and Tommy. Now book your perfect NT holiday experience at Qantas.com.